Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Flow Ministry. Flow stand for first living our ways. We give honor and glory to God. We give honor, give thanks for our overseer, Sharon, Pastor Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. or hear more from this ministry. You may call 730-283-4637. We also meet at a conference line every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956-755 and then the pound sign. If you desire prayer, and you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thanks for listening, and hope you will enjoy God's Holy Word. I am Minister Ashley, and I will be teaching, and it will be coming from 1 John 2, and we will elaborate about 15 and 16 verses. Let us pray. Eternal Father and our God, the wonderful and beautiful and awesome God, the powerful God, God of all mankind, the God who created all things, I just want to invite your presence, that your word be not mine, thoughts not mine, but yours. Lord, we ask of thee, Lord, we ask that you may put them in the proper perspective, because the humankind may cannot have done it as good and as best as you can. So we ask this moment, and as we know, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lord, we bless you and praise your wonderful name. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all, ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just want to welcome listeners, and I pray that you may be blessed. Pray whatever your desire may fulfill. Not only saying this year, but right now. Glory to God. Your answer is right there in the Word. Your answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray in the name of Jesus that it may touch and move, Lord, and lock and open. You know, there are some gates that need to be open, and there are some gates that need to be closed. Or otherwise, if you don't like the word gates, let's say doors. So therefore, we come, and I declare it, that whatsoever, if you are listening to me and believe these, it will come to pass because he said so. Glory to God. Because if you believe, shall be done, because he specializes in the things that are impossible. Glory to God. All right, let's go move on. Now, if you may ask me about the verse that I love, my favorite verse in the Bible, I maybe would have said that St. John chapter 3 and 16. And I think the reason why I would say that is because it is the most one of the most wonderful privilege and word in which you can actually speak on and say that how much it value every word that it said and meaning. And in every time you get into that verse, you talk about it, you may talk about it differently. And every time it's different, and every time it's different, it's what it's saying, that it always be right. Because God make it right, especially when he gave you the revelation. Glory to God. When he gave you the revelation. And I thought about, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever that believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My God. And you make you thought about what you have when you believe. And the danger of that part is when you go further down in the verse. Because according to what the verse may said, further down there, it says, he that believeth not. And that further say, you have condemned already. You've gone into the trash basket because you don't believe. He that believe, if you don't believe, you know where he gone. And if you don't believe, then you can't receive Christ in your life. And there's no way you can have what you don't receive. Glory to God. So if you don't receive Christ, then you don't have him. And if you don't have him, then you have nothing. Glory to God. So he that believeth shall have, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And they are already damned for a long time, or before they came. But the unbelief, God cannot do nothing with the unbelief, because you have to believe yourself. Glory to God. So therefore it is there. Say, he that believeth on him, yes, shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, we are not at that point, but we got to start right there. Glory to God. For God so loved us, we the world, we the people. We are the people who are in the world, and we love the Master. We love the Great One. And why should we not believe that he is? Glory to God. And he was crucified, Lord, for us. Glory to God. And the reason why I want to bring that out, I got to get into and to see here where the word of God declare the truth, the understanding in which we want to receive. And we will get to that part of wondering, where is it? Are the cross? What is the cross? Where is the cross? And according to what then, I think Romans, we have Romans, let's get into the book. We have Romans chapter 6. Let's see what Romans chapter 6 said before we get to that verse 6. And verse 6. 6:6, and it said, knowing this, that our whole man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that thenceforth we should not serve sin. And we notice that part of we said, knowing not that we have been crucified. It says, knowing this, that our old man be crucified. What he actually saying, it asks, what is the old man? the part in which we have been born with. We have been born the way we are, and that is the part of need to be changed, because of Adam, we have the old nature. We have that old nature of sin. We're born in the old nature of sin. And that old nature in which he called the old man, so must be crucified. And we thought about how could we, as then he go on to talk about how can you be crucified? But then, yeah, so in the crucify with him, if he crucify, then we must be crucified as well. Then how we do that? How are we going to do crucify with him? How can we get on the cross? It's already passed. It's already done. That's right. It's already done. So it's impossible to do it. So, which is in the physical, it is impossible because it's already passed. But within the context of the spiritual, and the spiritual plateau, where we have to understand that there is a reach of a hand or a thought or a mind in which we can reach out and touch and to have. Now knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, when you give everything all up, when you swear, and it says, you do everything to follow him, and when you said, well, I will do what I supposed to do according to the word, and knowing that you give it up all to follow him, that is when you have been crucifying him. We're going to get into some the verse of scripture in the 1 John 2, and we're going to get into that word, crucify. You have been crucified with him. And a lot of us don't like the word or the term crucified, because if you're going to crucify, then it's going to hurt, you know, and some things may be taken away from you, or are some other things in which crucifying is going to be something maybe horrible, maybe how you may see it or how you may look at it. But then the word of God will show unto us that this is the only way we have to make it. We have to make it to be. He said, knowing this, whether you want to know it or not, but you knowing this, that it is, it's because it is that we should. And so let go further up where it says, for in verse 5, it says, for if ye have been together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Glory to God. So therefore, the dead, if we are buried with him, so by his death, then when he rise, then we shall also rise with him. Glory to God. And the reason why I get there, because for God loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that those whosoever. Now, what put out there is not a something to push it down your throat or to say, well, then you must, but there you have a choice, because God gave us a choice, and we have a choice. So it is there for whosoever will. God does not want to force anything down anybody's throat, if you will. Or I want to force anything on you what you don't want. God is intelligent. God need that, no need us in no way at all. But because of his love, or especially for us who will accept him as Savior and Lord. Glory to God. Now we want to go to that part in which we want to see a little bit more about that we shall come into that place in which we are to leave and follow him. Let's see. Let it go to that part where the text actually have been the body of the text in which I want to bring forth, according to First John 2, verse 15, it said, love not the world. You see, these are the part of things that will keep you back from receiving him. It is not, beloved, it is not only to go to church and give your, just say, I want you to write my name in that book and I will be a member of the church. No. That won't work. That will not work. That is not good enough. Or then I love the pastor and that's why I join. Or I got a friend that come to the church and a good friend, a buddy of mine, if you will, or says a girlfriend of yours come to this church and I want to join because they are coming as well. And these are the, I when I go there, I really love the choir. The choir sing very well. The preaching is very good. All that is all right. But God is looking for something more than that. You need something more than that. And God wants more from us than only those are the things, because he is the one who matters. Now, how shall we reach to the point in which we ought to? Because we talk about there that we talk about that in which I've been crucified, and how can we? Oh, you crucify, and what? So being on a cross for us, bled and died, and so forth, and what have you, as you may say it, and how many whipping he got, 39 whipping, and all that kind of thing, and it's by his stripes we are healed, and all that is very, very, very good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we want more than love. We want more than that. And it says, love not the world. Now, if God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, and there he said, maybe I should start at verse 14. He said, I have written unto you, according to what Paul was saying, unto the brethren, John, according to what John said, excuse me. And he said, there, because ye have known this, that is from the beginning, I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and he hath overcome the wicked one. So the point about to the strong man, and not only the strong man, but those to ever there. And it says, make these are, because these are, this is important for you to be in the word in order to abide in him. And the only way we can abide in him is by the word. Obey the word, do the word. Not only be an hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Now, it says, love not the world. Now, I can understand when you were young how these things come about. And you have that appetite for everything that is out there, and you want to get there and grab it and make it the best of your ability and all that kind of stuff. And we remember back when we were young and was out there. Are we not yet accept the Lord? How greedy and how how we come to the lusting desire and just want to fulfill them in such a fast and in a hurry. But God Almighty, when he changed that, there is something which is beautiful and wonderful, and I wish I could impart it to my listeners right now. And I just want to say now, it says love not the world. Why say that? Love not the world. It says neither the things that are in the world. You see, the reason why we should not love the things of the world, because the things of the world is that in which will is really dangerous, or we may think that it is It is actually good spiritually, but there are things that there may be for us, and we can able to function in it and to use them, but we are not to be have them as, or how to say, these are lovers of them, lovers of them. Then when we become lovers of the things of the world, then we become eight-third of the God, because we cannot serve and love the world and love God at the same time. Let's go on further. Say, are in the world, that are in the world, and if any man love the world, listen, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Or not in him. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord of mercy. I did not even know that part as it's come on up. But therefore, as he said, now you shall understand that if you love the world. A matter of fact, it is natural. If you love the world, you won't love God. And the people who love God would not love the world. I would not have think so, because there are something between the world and the love of the world and the love of God, the love of the Father. Because number one, the word there in which he had talked about the world, what all the things in the world? We're going to get there and look up the most dangerous thing is like we're explaining in according to the verse 16 is for all that is in the world. Listen, all that is in the world. If you don't know what is in the world, listen to this. He said, and say, for all that is in the world, it went on to say the lust of the flesh. And what is that? The first thing, it's pertaining to the flesh. What the flesh wants. You want what you see out there. You want this, you want that, you want everything. You want what Sue have, and you want what John have, and you want this fast car, or you want this house, and everything. And matter of fact, you may go on until you want everything in the world. And what happens? You become the lover of the world. So the things that is there and look good in your eyes, then your thoughts and mind enter into that, and it becomes a God, because your lover becomes a lover of it. So you're going to fulfill. If your mind is in it, then you will fulfill, yes, the lust thereof. Hey, listen to this. It says, and the lust of the eyes. So whatever you see and you want, as the flesh may want, or your body, your mind, you're going to be set on it, because that's where your appetites are, that's where your minds are, that's where you're gone, that's where you want, that's what you want, that's what you need, and you think that is the best thing for you, because you would think that there's no life without the physical things, or these things that are out there in the world that we need. We need to do this, and we need to have this, and we need to have that. At the same time, we find ourselves wrapped up in a bungle of problems, and we cannot get out, and we depress. It depress us, and we find ourselves start to shrinking. Oh God, because we are of the things of the world, the highs. Glory to God. It's the lust of the eyes, where your eyes see what you want and your mind. And then the mind started to wander and pondering, and they have to get this, and I have to get that, and I have to do this in order to get that. And if you can't get it much sooner, you're going to something more faster, which is going to get you in trouble. Glory to God. And the pride of life. These are the things that the flesh need, are looking for. So the flesh itself cannot please God. Yeah, because the word of God said flesh are flesh. And if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of God's grace and power, then we have to not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So I have to give up all to follow him, but we have to choose the Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord is the gateway towards the Father, is the gateway to the kingdom. So therefore, we cannot lean on our flesh, because the Word declared that the arms of flesh will fail us, and we dare not trust our own. Oh, God, the songwriter caught that real good. And I just want to say, yes, my friend and loved one, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we got to understand that the flesh will fail us. The flesh itself will not go with us, not go, because it will fail. You have every area to be failed. And last, when you lust after the things of this world, and it does not reach where you want or get what you want, then you got to ride on somebody or do something which it's far above even what you'd have thought that you have won. But there are people that are out there, have the mind, and say, I does not care what it takes, but I must have this. That's what the flesh said. Oh, God Almighty. And the flesh said, sent you to a place and said, you must do this. I get into your head and let you do the wrong thing, the wrong move. Yes, at the time in which you shall be sorry for me for the rest of your life. But you got to choose the Spirit, where the Spirit of the Lord, because it said, this which are spirit is spirit, and that which are flesh is flesh. So you cannot serve those two, because they are two different master to them. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, the world passeth away, and the lust with the world. But he that does the will of God abide forever. Abideth forever. And if you want me to just maybe close with that part. That part, this part is so good. And it says, and the lust thereof, the world shall be destroyed with it. Or that which where you are, where we are in it, because of the flesh that wants it. So all these things shall, as you receive, shall go as naught. They are, I'm not aware of that, they are temporary. So, and because they are temporal, so therefore they have their time when they must go, and they will be going in a hurry. But when we can understand, as it says in the same verse there, says that, but he that doeth the will of God abideth, not for some time, nor whatever it may be, but listen, it's not only for a short time, but it's forever. Look, when you're in God, when you pick up the thing and say, I rather have Jesus than anything in this world. Yes, I rather to be with him than anything. I said, then God will see that you go through. Now I just want it said to you, no, time is against me, and I just wait, and I got to stop. But I want to say, God bless you real good. I am Minister Ashley saying, oh, goodbye, until next week, same time, same place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May God ever bless you. Eternal God, oh, Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for this word. We thank you for being kind. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, as those who, God, who bear our Lord Jesus Christ near the voice of voice that, Lord, coming through, Lord, just Christ, are speaking, Lord. Lord, come by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we come by you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you may bless every heart, bless every mind. Lord, I'm asking you right now for those, Lord, to turn their life all over, Lord, unto you, Lord, before time is late. Lord, we pray at this moment that you may bless everyone, Lord, knowing, Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot serve two masters, and we cannot outgo to a spot in which we need to know that God is able in every context of life, and he's the best choice. If you want to hear from that, you want to hear of these, he is the best choice, and he's the only choice, and you are to choose Jesus the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb.